WYPV, Mackinac City, WQON Grayling, WWMN Thompsonville, Q100.
Made in Northern Michigan.
It's time for TC Titan Football on Q100, 106.3. Now let's head to the booth with Tom Devitt and Rich Calkins.
The conference crown.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Tom. I mean, absolutely great festivities, all the ceremonies taking place prior to the game here. We've got a packed house here, standing room only at Thurlby Field. The parking lots are full. Everybody is fired up, and you're absolutely right, Tom. It's 3-0 West taking on 2-1 Central. Central is the 10th ranked team in Division II. They're getting a lot of love. Their only loss was in that first game to DeWitt, which is the number one team in the state.
Yeah, and a former state champion, so no slouch there. And it's also the first game of the season. Since then, they have put close to 60 on their opponents the next two games. So this is a team that comes back with seven starters on defense, seven starters on offense, and some big, studly players on that defensive and offensive line.
No doubt about it, Tom. Like you said, they put 27 points on the board against DeWitt. Then they came home and scored 60 and 56 in their last two games. So this offense right now is rolling. They are absolutely got it together. And I tell you what, defensively is going to be a key for Traverse City West. They need to win on first and second down so that Central's got some third and long, because if they give them big chunk yards first and second down, it might be a long day for West.
Well, and you look at the size of these Central players, and we were told early that at least four of their offensive linemen are at college scholarships next year to Division I-A schools. And so this is a big group of guys, and they return. We're looking at the, 260, 280, 260. You got this Logan Shawnaket, yep. Brett Weaver, Caden Warner, and Gavin Graychick, the big boys. They can both with some holes.
And then you've got a quarterback in 6'4", 230-pound Josh Burnham, who is going to Notre Dame. He's the number two recruit in the entire state of Michigan, according to all the recruiting services. They actually think that he could grow even more.
They might play him at defensive end at Notre Dame. So it's really, this kid's in control of this offense. He's totally under control. Being that big at 6'4", 230, he can run. He can throw. He's got a group of receivers that in his tight end. It absolutely, this is a loaded Central team. On paper, they would be the favorite. But, hey, we're going to decide it here on the field tonight at Thurlby.
And West's strength so far this year has been their defense. They've been solid, yeah. And they're great up front, but they're not big like Central. So they got to be quick. They got to be off the ball quick and get to that quarterback.
Yeah, since the second half of the first game, they've only given up 14 points in 2.5 games, Tom. They shut out Midland in the second half and only gave up 7 to Cadillac and 7 to Grand Haven. So this defense, they get it done with effort and energy, and they're going to need it tonight against this big offensive line. undersized defensive lineman for West. It'll be interesting to see how this matchup takes place.
And West has motivation. The coaches pull head central, finishing number one. West got beat pretty bad last year in this game, so we'll see what happens. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with the opening kickoff as we're live here from Thurlby Field, the Patriot game for Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox. Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast, pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Just tell me when. And we're back live here at Thurlby Field, getting ready for the opening kickoff, the Patriot game right now. I'm not sure what the delay is. We think it might be a television delay because there is lots of media here for this game.
Yeah, there is. Bally Sports from the Metro Detroit area is up here. Craig Monroe and Johnny Kane up here televising that. That's on, of course, Bally Sports Plus tonight. And, hey, we're being broadcast over different networks tonight. It's obviously our home station of 106.3 in the Traverse City area, but tonight we're also broadcasting the Grayling station, 100.3, and then up in Sheboygan and Petoskey area, we're on 94.5. So we've got Northern Michigan covered tonight, Tom.
That's right. Oh, you're making me nervous now. Get ready for the opening kickoff. West will be in the home green and Central and the white. This is one of the great rivalries in Michigan high school football. That's why all the media is here tonight, but also the events surrounding it with the celebrations. Now the 10-year anniversary of the Patriot game, and what they do, if you've never seen this before, is they bring a bunch of first responders and military people,
right,
and then they make a tribute to some of the people who we have lost,
yeah,
from Northern Michigan in some of these conflicts and these wars, and it's a great ceremony. And then when it's all done, everybody shakes their hand, gives a big round of applause, and the packed stadium. If something started by Coach War 10 years ago, he lost one of his students, Anton from Kingsley, in the Afghanistan War. A guy he was real close to and was a captain of his football team down there in Kingsley. So when he came to West, he wanted to do some kind of tribute. And so that's how this started, and it's been a great tradition that they've kept going, and a lot of other schools have done similar things, which I think is absolutely awesome.
They have, and you're right. This Patriot game is it's an honor for my first time to broadcast this game. I've heard so much about it, Tom, and like you said, it's all of the vets that they're honoring, but also the first responders. It's the people, it's the police officers, it's the EMTs, it's all the people that literally put their lives in danger each and every day, and we can't thank them enough for everything that they do, especially here throughout Northern Michigan.
Absolutely, and while we got some time before this starts, there was a big bombshell that was dropped earlier this week as far as Traverse City West and Central goes, is they are going to be switching conference and going to the Saginaw Valley Conference, both Central and West next year.
Yes.
That's a big shakeup.
It is a big shakeup. Football only now, football only. Like you said, going to the Saginaw Valley League and most likely going to be joining that North Division with the likes of Bay City Central, Bay City Western, Midland-Dow, Mount Pleasant, and Saginaw Heritage. I checked online. Most of these schools have anywhere from 1,200 to 1,400 kids enrolled in their high school, so very similar to Central and West enrollment.
And I talked to James Cook, a reporter that broke this story for the Traverse City Record Eagle beforehand. He did a great job, and the logic from the athletic directors makes a lot of sense. The two Central schools were starting to dominate this division, and it's at some point where they won 21 out of the 24 conference titles here, and at least a share of them, and they're starting to finish 1-2 every year. They're bigger schools. This will make for more competitive games, not just where they're going,
yes,
but for the teams that stay, like the Petoskeys, the Gaylords, and Cadillac.
Yes, exactly. And they're going to meet on the 28th, Tuesday the 28th. They're going to meet with the superintendents of the Northern Michigan Football League to see how they best fit in into which section of that league, because that league's broken down into three divisions. So still a lot more dominoes to fall here, Tom, and we're going to see the rest of it after the 28th.
Yeah, and it will. It's good. It's a big shakeup. It'll be a lot more traveling for both these schools, but this rivalry game will stay intact, and they also can schedule two non-conference games every year, which could feature maybe some schools from Northern Michigan.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Tom, while we have a minute here where they're still working on some things, like you said, I think it's a Valley Sports TV timeout, there's 10 area schools that are ranked in the top 10 around Northern Michigan. Of course, in Division II, right here on the field tonight, TC Central, they are ranked 10th. In Division III, Mount Pleasant, the Oilers are, again, 7th in Division III. Division V, there's two schools. Kingsley, of course, we know how good they are. But the surprise, Gladwin from mid-Michigan area, the Flying G's are undefeated, and they have yet to be scored on so far. Division VI, Lake City is tied for 8th. Division 7, no surprise. In second place, Traverse City, St. Francis. Division 8 is Beale City. And in 8-player, Sutton's Bay, Marion, and Pickford, all in the 8-player division, are ranked in the top 10.
So it is going to be an interesting shakeup. We'll I'm sure, in the near future, talk to Coach Vaughn and what he thinks about it. I know he was asked about this week, but he's more focused on this game, as he should be. Which, by the way, I want to mention, these student sections both have showed up in big, big numbers. They sell these T-shirts, blue for Central, red for West this year, and the T-shirts are $10, and the proceeds all go to a good cause.
What I love, both the student section were here an hour and a half before game time, Tom, working on their cheers for the game. So absolutely, of course, the Central fans are directly across from us, so when you hear them cheer, you're going to hear that loud roar. That's the Central fans with their voices coming right back at us towards our broadcast location.
And I wanted to mention, too, the T-shirt sales go to support Reigning Liberty Ranch, which offers community-based programs that serve veterans, their families, and other disabled and at-risk individuals. So they raise a lot of money here for great causes. They attribute to first responders and veterans. It's all a great cause. But when that's all said and done and boiled down, then it's a football game and a great rivalry. West is, I think they have the best of the rivalry, 14-12. But since Coach, and I wanted to talk about Traverse City Central's Coach Sugars, he has come on and lit a fire under this program. He is the son of a great coach, and he's turned out to be a great coach himself. His dad, I think, is either still on the coaching staff or has been a part of it in the past. But he has solidified this organization, and I think they're 4-2 in the last 6 games in this rivalry under Coach Sugars.
He's provided some stability for them. Absolutely, you're right, Tom. And that is a good program there, as we've got a lot of these kids, as we've talked earlier in the pregame, going on to play collegiately. And let's say, a lot of these kids would love to play on the next level, and they're getting that opportunity. And West obviously has had some kids go on as well.
West, by the way, won the toss, and they deferred to the second half, so they'll be kicking off. And let's see, deep for Central will be Carson Berto and also Dante Williams, the senior, one of the returning seniors. And so you got Skirmerhorn will be kicking off for West as the crowd is getting excited for the kickoff, a packed house. What a great, great night for football, too. It's going to start cooling off a little bit, but here we go. Skirmerhorn. And boots it all the way down to about the 1 yard line where Berto returns it there. He's at the 6. The official says he touched back, caught it in the end zone.
He did. He had 1 foot back in the end zone, Tom. That's automatic in high school. That's a touchback. So it's going to bring the ball out here to the 20-yard line, and that's where Central's going to start their first possession.
That was a good kick by Skirmerhorn.
It was.
Carries a little bit in this humidity.
The breeze is coming out of the south here, so no one had. That's a cross breeze, but Skirmerhorn absolutely booted it.
So our first look at the big quarterback, Josh Burnham, 6'4", in the shotgun. He's got 3 backs in the backfield with him. He's going to take the snap and keep the ball, and he's hit. Almost tackled, and then pulls forward for about a 2-yard gain. Oh, that was a good defensive stand there by the Titans.
One of the players, Jake Morgan, one of the players of the week last week. Not very big, Tom, at all, but he submarined in there coming up from his safety position and held Burnham to just, what, like a three and a half yard gain.
They actually had him behind the line of scrimmage. He did a nice effort to pull forward and pick up, they're going to say, about 2.5 yards. So here we go, shotgun again. West calling out their defensive signals. Central goes with three players in the backfield, two to the right, or one to the right, one to the left, and get a give-off tackle and nothing doing. There's their West defense as they start off physical. And that was that big number 42, that Carson Douglas, who's really played well the last couple of games. He was the first one in on the tackle. That's going to bring up third and long.
One of the kids we talked to post-game last week, and he since that Grand Haven game has really stepped it up.
That defensive line, man, they've been something. Titanium wall, as I call them. I coined that. Hasn't talked off, y'all. Burnham now back to pass. Straight back, looking. He's under pressure. Still rolling around. And then he's going to be sacked behind the line. Oh, boy.
Michael Skirmerhorn absolutely waited to blitz. A delayed blitz that time. It took Big Josh Burnham down for a couple-yard loss. Fourth down now. 12 yards to go for Central.
Well, he had some time to pass back there and then rolled out, but give credit to the secondary. There was nobody open. And a big sack there by Skirmerhorn. So now the punting unit again. This is where this adventure has been all year long. They sometimes don't even put a man back as they send everybody, and you're going to get a timeout here on West. I don't know if they had enough players or not, but tell you what, why don't we take a quick timeout here and we'll come back. As Wes will be getting the ball with 10:07 left to go in the first quarter.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your SUV with a Fox Cash Offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash Offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
And welcome back. We're live here at Thurlby Field. First quarter of the Patriot game. No score. West about to get the ball for the first time. As the punting unit comes on for Central. We just completed a timeout, which would be a Michigan Trailers timeout. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You always find the best value for your hard-earned money, MichiganTrailers.com. And this is going to be one of them elongated timeouts. You've got to remember, this one's on TV.
Right. They got to get their commercial break. What may have confused Wes that last time, Tom, was that they actually looked like they were going to go for it. Fourth inside their own 20. But Burnham was in the shotgun formation. Now all he has to do is drop back a few yards and go into punt formation, but nobody back for West whatsoever.
No, and it does appear like they're going to go for it, but then Burnham steps back another foot, and then he's going to butt it,
straight
and not
up.
A good one. It goes straight up in the air.
Watch out.
And it's going to bounce
back
around the 25 and down at the 22. Well, that backfired on Central. Wow.
Absolutely, because now West has got great field position at the Central 23-yard line.
And because of the trickeration, he just took one step back, which meant he had to get rid of it quick, and that caused the bad kick. I don't think anybody got a hand on it.
No,
it just went
straight in the air.
So West is going to start off with great field position on their first drive, first and 10 on the Central 22-yard line. It's Konchak in the shotgun. He's going to give to Skirmerhoff on the right side. Got a little running room, pulls his way forward about 6 or 7 right off that left side. He had a nice hole.
Yeah, he did. Skirmerhorn running tough down there, picking up 5 yards on first down. Coach Greg Vaughn will take that every time.
Indeed. Now Skirmerhorn again in the backfield. They're going to give it to him this time up the middle. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and maybe gets a yard.
Josh Kluge.
Three Central players in there.
For Central, number 2 was the first guy in to hit Skirmerhorn and slow him up so the rest of that middle of the defensive line could bring him down. Maybe a half-yard gain on that play, Tom.
This is a battle of two excellent offensive and defensive lines. We could see play like this the rest of the game. Just a lot of hitting down there and not much doing so far on offense. Third and 5 now for the Titans. Koncheck back to pass. Rolling to his right. Fires downfield. It's caught. And is he inbounds? He is. First down and 10. It looks like they're going to mark it at the 10-yard line.
Will Gaston, the go-to receiver for West, showing great hands. All you need in high school is 1 foot down. He did that. Looks like first and goal at the 10.
And you know what? That was a Fox Motors first down. So the Titans will have it. It's going to be just outside the 10, so technically you can get a first down, I believe. Skirmerhorn up the middle. It's got a little running room. Bulls his way forward for about 3 yards. That'll be second down. No, they put the chains away, so that means it's first and goal.
Yeah, just a mass of humanity there in the middle of that line right there to bring Skirmerhorn down. They're certainly riding him. And I don't know if you noticed on defense, Aiden Camp, last week's good running back, he started at nose tackle for West on that first possession.
So it'll be second and goal at the 8-yard line. Koncheck in the shotgun, sends the man in motion, pitches to that man. That's Gaston. Gaston cuts off the left side, and he might have lost some yards on that one.
What?
Central read that perfectly.
Sure did. Once again, Klug in there, also Josh Burnham that there. So, yeah, that was a little slower developing on that pitch play. TC Central all over it.
Gaston goes in motion on that play, and then when Patsy passes the quarterback, they hike it, they pitch it to him. That worked pretty good last week against
Cadillac.
Definitely
four-down territory, yeah. Tom.
Indeed, but it's third and goal now, the ball at the 11-yard line. There's two receivers to the left, two to the right. Koncheck goes back to pass. He fires off in the flat and outside the outstretched hands of Aiden Lewandowski. Boy, if that was a decent pass, he had a little room over there on the flat.
Yeah,
that's going to bring up fourth down.
Lewandowski was open, no doubt about it. Just a quick out route there and led him just a little bit too far, did Koncheck.
Looks like they're sending the field goal unit out there. I see Skirmerhorn bringing the ball and the tee out there.
Yeah.
That's usually a good sign. It'll be about, a 20? I'm trying to add as quickly as I can here. It's about a 23-yarder. And the official wants another ball now. So they're going to switch him up. Skirmerhorn brought the one out, but apparently the official thought better of it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So here we go. They're going to be kicking off from about the 16, so it'll be a 26-yard attempt for Skirmerhorn. Got 7:51 left to go here in the first quarter. No score. Snap is good. Kick is up. End over end. And it is no good. Off to the left a little bit.
Just a little bit outside the left upright time. Still no score in the first quarter.
Well, they had great field position to start, but they couldn't do anything with it. Now Central will have the ball for the second time. We'll see if they go up tempo here. It's that defense for West big, but Central, you got to give them a hand on that defensive performance for them.
They did, especially, like you said, after West was moving the ball, got it deep inside the Central territory, just couldn't put any points on the board.
So the Trojans will have it first and 10 at the 20-yard line. As Burnham now in the shotgun, he sends a man in motion. He gives it to that man in motion, and he cuts outside. He's got a little running room before he's brought down by Skirmerhorn. Maybe picked up a yard. Boy, Skirmerhorn closed that gap in a hurry. And a nice open field tackle.
Burdeau on that little end around that time, but Michael Skirmerhorn was able to hog time, bring him down for no gain.
So it'll be second and 10 now for the Trojans. This is a Trojan team that put up a lot of points in their first three games, including 57 and 60 in their last two, but right now they're struggling to get their first down. It is second and 10. Burnham now again sends a man in motion to the right. He's going to keep it off the middle. This time there's
a hole.
Leonard's got some running room. He's off to the races at the 40 and brought down on a nice tackle at the 46-yard line.
Touchdown-saving tackle by Matt Zutendam from his safety position. Brought down big Josh Burnham, 6'4", 230 pounds.
That was a nice hole. He didn't have many tackles to break the game.
Excellent read by the senior quarterback.
So the Trojans will have it first and 10. The ball on the 42-yard line, their own 42. Burnham now. He's going to hand it up. Now you got a flag here. And this looks like a procedure penalty, their initial indication.
Yep. Going to move back.
False start. Yep. That's a big penalty. And I was talking to someone from Central. We had problems with penalties last week against Cadillac, but Central also committed a lot of penalties last week that they thought they needed to clean up.
They did, absolutely. Both these teams, they know they got to be more disciplined this week.
So that'll be a 5-yard penalty, first and 10. The ball marked now at the 42-yard line of Central. Burnham one back, and again he sends a man in motion, which they do almost do every play. They hand to the man in motion. He's off on the right side, and he breaks the tackle, and a nice piece of running brought down by Rosa.
Williams,
but not before he picked up about 7 yards.
Yeah, Bill Williams on that carry, Tom. Again, they're seeing something on the outside. They're run wide left, wide right that time. They're seeing something that they can get to the outside.
Actually, he picked up a little more than that. It is second and 5 now for the Trojans. The ball on the Titan side of the field.
Yeah, close to a 10-yard pickup for Williams from Central on that play.
So the Trojans starting to pick up some chunk yards here, as they say. Burnham now, again, calling out the signals. And they always send a man in motion. This time Burnham's going to keep it right up the middle, and there's Rosa, meets him and drives him backwards. Nothing doing.
Danny Rosa, 300-plus pounds, met him, Burnham there, and Burnham was not going to push Danny Rosa back at all.
Well, I'll tell you what, if there's one guy you don't want to meet unblocked,
it's Danny Rosa,
and that's exactly what happened to Burnham, and he got stood up and drove back. They're going to give him a little forward momentum, so it'll still be 3rd and 5. As this time they're going to split out two receivers wide to the left and one in the slot here to the right. And the give to the up man's got a little running room, maybe 2 or 3 yards before he's pushed back. It'll bring up 4th down. That was big number 5, Red Seabase, who had a monster game last week. Had over a couple, in fact, he's had over 200 yards his last 2 games.
Remy Schultz in on that tackle for the Titans. And once again, Jake Morgan as well. 4th and short now for Central.
Call it 3 yards. As Burnham now, quick handoff over to the right side, and he'll have the 1st down. That is Berto, who came in motion, got the handoff, and a nice little hole on that left side, and picked up the 1st down.
The quick snap count that time, tried to get West back on their heels just a little bit, as they certainly did the quick snap, picked up a big 1st down in Titan territory.
Indeed, so the ball will be on the 41-yard line of the Titans. First quarter, no score. Burnham back to pass. He looks downfield. He fires. He's got a man open. He's got it, and a touchdown.
Wow.
That was Carson Berto, who got behind his man by a step, and that was a great pass.
Burnham to Berto, the killer bees right there for Central, scores the 1st points of this big-time Patriot game.
Well, Berto had a step on his man, and he got a perfect pass from Burnham, and so the Central sideline going crazy as they draw first blood in the Patriot game.
Like you said, that was a pretty pass time. You couldn't have better, a great spiral, just dropped it right in his lap.
We're going to kick for the extra point. The snap is good, end over end, and this one is good. Extra point is good, so that's where we stand right now, 7-0 with Les Kitten the kickoff here, live at Thurlby Field for Q100.
Just because winter is coming doesn't mean your golf season has to end. X Golf of Traverse City is open year-round for the most realistic indoor golf experience imaginable. From tee to green, including putting. Fall and winter leagues begin October 4th with men, women, and mixed leagues. Just $225 for 10 weeks of true golfing excitement. Visit xgolftraversecity.com for all details. And, of course, the full bar is open to celebrate the round or gather with friends to watch a game or two. xgolftraversecity.com. Play, train, entertain.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
And welcome back to Thurlby Field, where the Traverse City Central Trojans are up 7-0 after a 41-yard touchdown pass from Burnham to Berta. And the extra point was good, and that's where we stand at 7-0. Well, West had their chance. They had the ball 1st and 10 on the 22 after a bad kick, but they couldn't get it in the end zone, and they missed the field goal, and Central took it right down the field on a great pass by Burnham.
They did, yeah. Burnham, it was huge on that drive time as he kept the ball a few times and kind of went right through the middle of that defensive line of West. And like you said, that last pass play, 41-yard touchdown pass, Burnham to Berto, was just amazing. A great single coverage on the outside. by West, and right now, you know, said all the momentum's on Central side, but West just they can slow it down here by getting this getting the ball here and marching it right down the field.
So West has got to get something going here. It'll be Oaks back to receive for West. And I'm trying to see who's kicking off for Central. That'll be Eberst Knows kicking off for the Trojans. They're up 7-0. It's a high-powered offense. You can't allow them to get in gear. Aiden Lewandowski also back for West. Getting ready for the kickoff. Big crowd on a beautiful night here. Patriot game in Traverse City.
It is.
Great traditions in Michigan High School.
It's a beautiful night, Tom.
Eberst now waiting for the signal, and he's going to kick off, and he gets a nice boot high in the air. It'll be fielded by Oaks at the 10-yard line. He's going to roll over to his left. Good coverage by Central as he tries to get outside. Nice spin move. He'll end up by getting it at about the 18-yard line, but Central was all over that coverage, so West, not quite as good a field position as last time, as they'll start off on their own end about the 18-yard line.
Yeah, Oaks tried to go off all the way. He caught it on the right side of the field, went against the grain, came all the way over the left side. Central was there, held him within the 20-yard line.
Is Burnham the quarterback? He's also the middle linebacker here for Central. He's just a good athlete, which is the kind Notre Dame recruits. Quick give up to Camp up the middle. He's got a few yards before he's brought down. I don't know where they're going to mark it. They might have given him two.
Yeah, like you said, Tom, Aiden Camp on that carry. Yeah, Burnham's being recruited not as a quarterback, but again, as a linebacker slash defensive end.
And now Konchak, they're going to say that Camp gained two on that, so they're going to mark the ball at the 20. It'll be second down and eight. Gaston wide to the right. Schuler to the left. It'll be Camp in the backfield now with Konchak. Konchak's going to give it to Camp up the middle. He's tripped a ball. I thought the ball was loose, but somebody's shoe went flying. Big number 79 for Central, and Camp might have lost a yard on that one.
Yeah, like you said, we saw something come flying out of the pile. It was that someone had a blowout on the field, Tom.
Anthony Hicks pulling shoe went flying, and he's going to come off out of the field right now.
To lace him back up.
So now West is going to have it third and eight. Ball marked at after Camp actually lost a couple yards there, so the ball's going to be on the 18 again. Konchak sends Gaston in motion. He goes back to pass, goes over the field to Gaston. Got it in the flat, but he's going to be hit right there as he catches the ball short of the first down.
Once again, Josh Klug for Central met Gaston just after he picked up a few yards, Tom. So it's going to be fourth and long now for West. They're going to have to punt it away.
Indeed. We talked about the skill position players on Central. They've returned seven starters on offense, seven on defense, a team that went to the semis last year.
Kyle McCrum back deep for West in punting formation.
First punt for West is Central gets set now. We got 2:21 left to go in the first quarter. It's 7-0 Traverse City Central. Live at Thurlby Field, the student section going crazy. And there's the kick, a decent one. Fair catch called for at the 40-yard line by Bordeaux, the man who scored the touchdown. So the Trojans will have it first and 10 on the 40.
Good hands by Bordeaux there. He caught it over his shoulder, and that could have got away from him easily.
So this will be the first drive after the touchdown for the Trojans. Rich, this is where the Titans got to stiffen up here. Get that defense flying.
Yeah, good solid field position for Central again at their own 40-yard line.
The Trojans got a lot of big chunk plays on that last drive. We'll see what West can do here. Burnham now in the shotgun. Claps his hands, gives it to the up man, and no, he keeps it. He jumps around the outside and picked short of the first down. We'll see where he marked him. He fooled me on that one, and he fooled a few of the Titans, too. As he faked it up the middle, rolled out to his right with a nice gainer. He's going to be just short of the first down.
Garrett Schuler, the left defensive back, had to come up and make that tackle. But like you said, not until 9.5 yards downfield.
Burnham this time hands it off to the man who scored the touchdown, Berto. He has the first down easily and more as he gets it across midfield to the 45-yard line of the Titans.
Nice cutback by Berto that time. That was meant to go wide left. He cut it right back up through the middle of the field. First down now in West territory.
This time it'll be Reed Seabase in the backfield for Central. Burnham back to pass. Fires in the flat. Got a completion for about a 5 or 6 yard gain. Well, the Central, this is, I was told, they get into these scoring frenzies, and every play has been a positive play now for the last two drives.
Safe 5 yard pickup on first down. Once again, Schuler out there with the solo tackle.
Burnham now calling out the signal, shotgun, he fakes it, he's going to keep it up
big
the middle,
hole.
He's got a big hole, he's off the middle to the 20, still on his feet at the 10, the 5, touchdown, Trojans.
40-yard run by Josh Burnham, the Notre Dame recruit. Central goes up 13 to nothing.
Well, the thing is, he didn't have to break any tackles until he was 10 yards into the West defense. That was a good hole by that offensive line.
Our broadcast location, we can see that hole develop there on the left side. Burnham read it perfectly, and he's got the speed to take it all the way.
So Everest Knowles will attempt the extra point for the Trojans. Snap is good. Kick is up, and the kick is good. That'll make it 14 to nothing, and that's where we'll stand. We'll take a break. With the kickoff with 51 seconds left in the first quarter, 14 to nothing Trojans over West for Q100.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local auto owner's agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
Hey, Titans fans. If you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh. Welcome to easy. And go Titans.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
And here we go, live from Thurlby Field. The kickoff after the touchdown by Central goes out of bounds, so West will have it in pretty decent shape. And, Rich, what I was thinking after watching that touchdown, it reminds me of the opening game against Midland, where Midland went on a scoring frenzy, and at one point they were up, I believe it was 28-7, and then West just kind of settled down their defense. Let's see if they can do that now. They need to get a little rhythm on offense, get some first downs, get that defense a little bit of a rest, and settle down here, because this is a talented Central team, and you don't want to give them any more points.
It is, Tom, and you mentioned it's been a first quarter of big plays for Central. 41-yard touchdown pass, Burnham to Berto, and then Burnham with a 40-yard touchdown run.
And so here we go. Konchak in the shotgun. Is that Skirmerhorn in the backfield? No, that might be. Sorry. That was the fullback.
Yeah. They could get a play to Carson
Douglas. Carson Douglas, yeah.
I like it.
Picked up a couple.
Big Carson Douglas. Clock running. 30 seconds to go in this first quarter.
It's West again looking to the sidelines for the signals. Konchak now calling out the play. They're going to send one receiver wide to the right, two to the left. It'll be again, well, you got the fullback and then Skirmerhorn, and they give it to Skirmerhorn. And he pulls his way forward. A nice pickup. It'll be short of the first down, however, and that should be the last play of the first quarter. So we'll be back with second quarter action live from Thurlby Field, 14-0 Central.
Life is filled with unforgettable moments, but frankly, insurance should be quite forgettable. If you're like most people, you don't think about your insurance until you need it. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to provide personal insurance that's personalized to fit your needs. At Top of Michigan, they listen to your worries, then work to make sure they never keep you up at night. Contact Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
When it's time for a change, head to J-Lube, where Northern Michigan changes their oil. With four clean, convenient locations in TC and Williamsburg and a handy, knowledgeable staff, J-Lube is ready to keep you rolling. They check all the fluids, filters, and get you back on the road in 20 minutes or less. You also get a free car wash certificate, so your outside is as ship-shape as your inside. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It's J-Lube for a change that'll keep your car or truck running like it should. Visit JLubeServices.com for your nearest location.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, Northern Michigan's largest volume utility trailer dealer. Our volume selling gives us great buying power. We still have a good supply of trailers on hand and more on the way every week. We also have full service, parts, and accessories to take care of all your hauling needs. Stop in and see us today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
We are getting ready to start the second half here at Thurlby Field. The Patriot game between Traverse City West Titans and Traverse City Central Trojans. It's 14-0 Trojans. Now, Rich, the Titans really need to get their offense rolling here, but we can see why this is such a high-scoring Central team. They got some players, and it starts with the quarterback.
Yeah, it does, no doubt. You know, you got a kid that's getting a full-ride scholarship named Josh Burnham to Notre Dame. He's a real deal. You see why he's the number two recruit in the entire state. And I have some stats from the first quarter. Total yardage, first quarter, huh? TC West, 24 yards. TC Central, 142. That's just spells it out right there, the domination by Central in the first quarter. But so we'll see what West can do here now, Tom.
Well, to start the second quarter, they'll have the ball, and it'll be third down, and call it 3 yards to go. They've got it on their own 42-yard line. It's Konchak now. Sends the fullback in motion. He goes straight back, but you're going to get a timeout here by Central, as they didn't like what they saw on that play call.
That was a late timeout. That just before the ball got snapped by West, Tom, Central didn't like what they had defensively and hurry up and called that timeout.
By the way, that's a Michigan Trailers timeout. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money. MichiganTrailers.com.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
All right, after the timeout, the Titans will have it third and three. They need to get a sustained drive here, Rich. They're down 14-0, starting the second quarter. Konchak with Skirmerhorn sends the big fullback in motion. Konchak straight back to pass, fires in the flat. He's got Gaston. He's got it for a first down.
What a big-time play that time. Absolutely for Konchak. You said to Gaston, He picked up just an extra yard on that. First down for West. Tom, also, we got to remind our listeners, too, that are on the stream or listening on 100.3, you're listening to the Patriot game in Traverse City because the Grayling-Kalkaska game was canceled because of COVID for Kalkaska. So we're giving you bonus coverage tonight.
Indeed. Sturmerhorn's got a hole on the left side, still on his feet, close to the first down. He's brought down right around the 45-yard line of the Trojans. That's a nice pickup on first down. It'll be second and two.
Right now, Michael Sturmerhorn ran behind Big Danny Rosa, the 300-pound left tackle, Tom, and that's a good guy to run behind, picking up 8-9 yards on first down.
Indeed. Now two receivers split out to the right for West. Central didn't have a guy to cover. They give to Sturmerhorn. He's got a first down and more. Still on his feet, gets across the 40 to close to the 39, where it'll be first and 10 West. And that's a Fox Motors first down, by the way.
And Tom, I don't know if you noticed that Sturmerhorn, every time he runs in the middle of that field, he's got that ball right in the center of his chest. He's got both arms wrapped around that.
Indeed. Now it'll be Schultz in the backfield, along with the big fullback Douglas. Konchak. Ooh, looked like there's some movement. No flag now. There comes the flag. They gave it to Schultz, and he picked up a couple yards. It looked like one of the West linemen moved before the snap.
Got to lean in just a little bit, and I noticed that as well, Tom. They could be going back 5 yards for West.
Still waiting for the signal. It looks like it's going to be on West for sure.
They were talking to head coach Eric Sugars, a central, to see what he wanted to do, and they're going to say he's moving back five.
So it'll be first and 15 now. Ball marked at the 45-yard line of the Trojans. 10:51 left to go here in the first half. It is 14-0, Traverse City Central. They have dominated yards from scrimmage so far in this one.
Douglas comes out. Aiden Lewandowski in for West on this play. Got three out to the wide left for West.
Jacob Morgan will be to the right. Now they got three receivers split out. We'll see it. Tott and one of them, Schuler.
We got Morgan out here, the solo receiver down below us, Tom, and he's got single coverage. Let's see if they go his way.
Central has been slow on some of these substitutions. They've been forced to call a couple of timeouts, but now they got things going as Burnham, the middle linebacker, calling out the defensive signals. Konchak takes the snap, drops straight back, looking. He's going to fire downfield. He's got Gaston open at the 15. He's got it. He's to the 5, all the way down to the 2-yard line.
Blown assignment that time by Central. They didn't pick up Gaston at all. Gaston had 10 to 15 yards on the closest defender knocking on the door of the Titans.
Well, they faked. Konchak faked like he was going out in the flat, and they set it up to perfectly. A little stop and go by Gaston, so it's first and goal at the 2-yard line for West. And they needed that one, and they need to punch it in here. 10:29 left to go here in the second quarter. 14-0 Trojans in the lead, but West marching. On the two, Konchak takes the shotgun snap. He's going to keep it. Ball forward. He'll be just short of the goal line. They're going to stop it fast, just inside the one.
Excellent play fake by Konchak that time. I thought for sure he handed that off to Sturmerhorn, but no, he was able to twist around, and he's inside the one now, Tom.
He twist and spun and put that ball ahead and just short of the goal line. So here we go, second and goal at the one. Konchak with the shotgun snap, gives the Sturmerhorn. He's off the left side. Touchdown, West. There was a hole over there on that left side, and he bulldozed his way forward, and West is on the board.
Never a bad idea to go behind Big Danny Rosa, Tom, on that left side of the line. And now DC West, as we know, they set up the swinging gate for this extra point.
That was slow on the Titan scoring bell there, but there it is. So here we go. They get first time to set up the old swinging gate. This time it looks like they're going to bring everybody bunched up in the middle, and they're going to attempt to kick the extra point.
Left-footed Michael Sturmerhorn going to attempt this extra point.
Missed a field goal earlier. This time the snap is up, and this does not look good. That did not look good from the start. I don't know if it was a hold problem or what, but that ball didn't come close as it went off to the left. All right, we'll take a break. As West is on the board, it's 14-6 Central. You're listening to high school football on Q100.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated?
Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owners agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
Hey Titans fans, if you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options, get an accurate trade-in value, calculate your monthly payment choices, and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh, welcome to easy. And go Titans.
In times like these, we're all spending more time with family and working our land. Mahindra Tractors is helping with thousands in savings or 0% financing on select models. Visit whymahindra.com to build your tractor, and your Mahindra dealer can deliver right to your door.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord, or online at ZarembaEquipment.com, or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City, or PioneerDiesel.com.
On select models for a limited time only, go to whymahindra.com for more information.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits, and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
And welcome back. We're live here at Thurlby Field on a rowdy night. The Patriot game, as West gets on the board for the first time. It was a one-yard touchdown plunge by Skirmerhorn, but it was really set up by the 35-yard pass. Might have been more than that. I'm just guessing right now. But it was over to Gaston, who got it down inside the 10.
Yes.
Now here will be the kickoff. It's going to be Dante Williams deep, and the up man will pick it. Berdar, he's got some running room right up the middle, and he's brought down at the 35 and a nice open field tackle. He had some room on that one.
Kyle McCrum came in and absolutely laid him out. Berdar, he probably prevented a touchdown there.
So the Trojans will start off on the 37-yard line, their own 37, first and 10. 9:47 left to go in the first half, 14-6.
West needed that last touchdown, Tom, in the worst way.
Absolutely. Burnham now. He's going to give it to the up man, and he doesn't have much room there. Breaks in the tackle and gets a couple. It was that was Reed Seabase.
Yeah. Ben Shillette in there from his defensive tackle position, number 50, in on that tackle.
Seabase got up really slow on that one. Here's a man who's had couple of big games in a row before this one.
He got bent over just a little bit there on that 3-yard pickup.
It'll be second and 7 now for the Trojans. Send a man in motion. They're going to give to the little reverse on the outside. That's Berdoe, and he's brought down on a beautiful open field tackle.
Matt Zutendam shot out of a cannon that time, Tom. Throws him down for a loss of what? One on that play? Great play by Zutendam.
Berdoe got it on the reverse, and he had a head of steam and looked like he had a little bit of a hole over there, but Zutendam closed it in a hurry, and he actually lost yards on that, so it'll be third down and 8 now. Big, big key defensive play here for the Titans. They want to get that ball back here in the second quarter.
Trips to the left for Central.
Indeed. Burnham's going to go straight back to pass. A little pressure, throws it out in the flat. Man's got some running room, still on his feet, gets across the 50, and a first down. Trojans. Well, nice play call. That was Seabass caught the screen.
That was what a great play design. The trips from the left side all went to the middle of the field, and then Seabass filled in where those trips started the play, and he just had nothing but open field to run in.
And Central goes up down. Quick handoff, and Burnham's got it. He's got some running room as he gets all the way across the 35 down to the 31-yard line. They went up tempo and caught the Titans flat-footed. And picked up a big first down there.
And they run wide right, wide left, and all of a sudden they spread you out a little bit sideways, Tom, and then all of a sudden horizontally, and then big Josh Burnham gashes you up the middle.
First and 10 now, again, a man in the motion going right to left, and there's a delayed handoff to Seabass, and he's brought down behind the line of scrimmage. That was, look out. Rosa threw him down after the whistle, it looked like, but no flag.
I'm kind of surprised by that, Tom, that there was no flag called on that. Definitely the whistle had blown.
That's a 2-yard loss as they fooled no one on that one. It's Rosa. Rosa gets in a different frame of mind out there on that football field.
Yeah, actually, that was an old school draw play that time,
yep.
Tom.
So Burnham now sends Berto in motion. He's going to keep it, go up the middle. Not much there. Picked up a couple of yards. Another, again, a whole host of tacklers inside for West, led by big number 3, Caleb Kuchner-Kavich.
Love the Kuch, man. Yeah. Kuchner-Kavich.
Kuch, man. It brings up 3rd and 10 now. I'm sure we're looking at 4 down territory here for Central. West needs to come up. They need that big defense to make a stop here. 3rd and 10. Burnham now, again, the trips to the left. Burnham goes straight back to pass. Looking. Not much there. He rolls out to his left now. Fires downfield and over the head of his intended receiver. That'll bring up 4th and 10. Boy, not only good pressure, but great coverage by the secondary by West.
Great job, single coverage by each one of those defenders out there. That allowed Danny Rosa to kind of do a little stunt play that time and force Burnham to throw the ball just a little sooner than he wanted to.
So he did have a man over the flat, but you're right, he had some pressure. So Burnham's going to call out the signals, 4th and 10, Central here. Big play coming up for both teams.
At the West 30.
Burnham goes in motion. Burnham now waiting for the signals from his sideline, and I think he's going to get a timeout here, and he signals, and there it is. And by the way, this is a Michigan Trailers timeout. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money, MichiganTrailers.com.
Just because winter is coming doesn't mean your golf season has to end. X Golf of Traverse City is open year-round for the most realistic indoor golf experience imaginable. From tee to green, including putting. Fall and winter leagues begin October 4th with men, women, and mixed leagues. Just $225 for 10 weeks of true golfing excitement. Visit xgolftraversecity.com for all details. And of course, the full bar is open to celebrate the round or gather with friends to watch a game or two. xgolftraversecity.com. Play, train, entertain.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
WYPV, Mackinac City, WQON Grayling, WWMN Carlsonville, Q100, a division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
All right, after the timeout, we're going to have a big fourth down play as Central has it on the west side of the field at the 30, fourth and 10. Calls out the signal, Burnham. Now he fakes out to the flat. He's got all kinds of pressure, so he's going to have to roll out to his left. There's a flag on the field in the backfield, and Burnham is brought down after maybe a 1 or 2 yard gain. He's short of the first down and a flag.
It's going to be a hold against Central. I think they're going to refuse it, and West is going to get the ball right near the 28-yard line.
Good pressure up the middle there on Burnham. Force him off to his left, and yeah, that penalty be declined. So West, that defense, we've been watching them all year. They come up big on fourth down once again.
Certainly did, Tom. Again, after the end of the first quarter where Central had all the momentum, and now early in the second quarter, the momentum has shifted around to the West team. 6:50 to go in this first half.
14-6. Old Mole has switched jerseys, as Keith Jackson used to say. And now it'll be Konchak with, this time with Camp in the backfield. He's going to give it to Camp. Camp, not much. Well, he breaks the tackle, though. A nice piece of running out to about the 35-yard line. He was caught behind the line of scrimmage, kept his balance, and kept going.
I loved the interview in Aiden Camp after the game last week, Tom. He just absolutely 5'9", 190 pounds. He keeps those legs a-churning, picks up 5 yards on first down.
It's that low center of gravity, too, to help them there on that one. So it'll be second down and five. Ball on the 35. Fake to Camp. Konchak back to pass. He's under pressure, and he's going to be brought down for a 1 or 2 yard loss. Konchak, nothing doing there. He tried to get to Gaston out in the flat, and he was covered. And then Konchak had, I couldn't see who the central player was, but he was all over him.
He was. The central defender really did a nice job in guarding the Gaston out to that left side. And good decision by Konchak not to throw at that time. So it is going to bring up third and five on this play.
Another big play here. This West needs to keep this drive going. They're down 14-6. We got 5:45 left to go here in the first half. Konchak now telling his lineman the signals, claps his hands, and sends Gaston in motion. Konchak straight back to pass. Pressure again. He's going to keep it, and he bowls his way forward, and I think he got the first down. We'll see where they mark it.
I think it's going to be a first down, Tom. They're going to give him an extra yard at the 40-yard line. First down, Titans.
Well, that was the designed pass play, but he was under pressure, and that, of course, is a Fox Motors first down. And a big one, too. It'll be first and 10 at the Titans' 40-yard line.
Totally agree, Tom. They absolutely needed that first down in the worst way. They didn't want to turn the ball back over to Central here late, getting towards late in this first half.
Konchak now sends a man in motion. He's going to give it to Skirmerhorn out the right side. Breaks the tackle, still on his feet. He's got a first down close to midfield.
Michael Skirmerhorn. Looked like he was going to go down after about a 3 yard gain. They move the ball back up just a little bit, Tom. They're going to give him 9 yards on that first down run.
Yep, they're going to say at the 49, so it'll be second down and one. This Patriot game living up to its billing. Konchak in the shotgun.
Huge crowds here at Thurlby.
And this time they're going to give to Skirmerhorn. He's going to pull his way forward. He didn't have it originally.
But that second and third effort may have got it here. Tom, let's see where they mark it. The side judge is coming in.
The ball ended up on the 50, which would be a first down, but the official is not going to give him a decent spot here.
It looks like it's about 6 inches away.
Oh, it's about as close as you can get. It's right at midfield where the marker is. And the ball, yeah, like you say, 6 inches short. So we'll see what the play call is here. Third and one. They always line up in the shotgun, so you're not going to see Konchak under center with the quarterback sneak. Skirmerhorn will be to his left as he takes the snap. Gives it to Skirmerhorn. He's got the first down and more. Gets over midfield to the 44-yard line of Central for another Fox Motors first down.
Great trap block that time by Cale Cerny, the right tackle. Senior did a great job coming down, cracking down on that nose tackle, and that let Skirmerhorn to have a big hole on that right side of the line.
So here we go. They got two receivers split out to the left. Skirmerhorn in the backfield. He's going to take the ball off that left side. Cut outside, breaks a tackle, still on his feet. He'll be close to the first down there at about the 36-yard line.
Michael Skirmerhorn absolutely running like a man possessed out there, Tom, he bounced it to the outside that time. Great decision. Picks up 8 yards on first down.
They're getting big chunks of yards on first down, which is always good. It'll be second and two now. They're going to put the ball at the 37-yard line. 37-yard line of Central. We got 3:18 left to go in the first half. 14-6, Trojans in the lead. But it's been West for the last 10 minutes in this one. Konchak sends his fullback in motion, takes the snap, pitches out to Skirmerhorn on the left side. He'll have a first down and more as he pulls his way close to the 32-yard line. Well, all of a sudden, the last series, West got their rhythm, and they are looking good right now.
Changing up the play calls, they're running, you know, wide left, up the middle, doing that. And that there was another Fox Motors first down.
I'm glad you reminded me of that, because yes, indeed it was, because they're starting to pick up these Fox Motor first downs in chunks. is now Konchak trying to give his linemen the signal. It's not easy. You got the student section for Central right next to him there, and they're loud. And now they give to Skirmerhorn. No, is that Skirmerhorn? Yeah, it was. All right, he picked up a couple of yards off the right side that time.
The defense by Central that time, good job in shutting down that hole by Skirmerhorn. He picked up possibly a yard on first down. It's going to bring up second and nine.
They're going to bring Camp in the backfield, and not much of a loss in skill when you bring Camp. But we saw that the last couple of games. They got air deep at the running back position. Konchak back to pass, looking. He fires downfield into the crowd, and it's going to be intercepted. That Furda, who picked off the ball, and really that was kind of a poorly thrown ball. He did have Gaston out there.
Yeah, Burdeau
just didn't put enough on it.
He does it offensively, does it defensively with a big-time pick with 2:05 to go in the first half. Uncle Mo has switched teams once again, Tom.
Indeed. And so now Central's going to see if they can get something going here with 2:05 left to go in the first half. West defense got to come up big once again after the turnover. Yeah, Gaston was coming down, looked like on a fly pattern. He had a little step, but Konchak just did not get enough under it, and we got an interception. So we'll see if the West defense come up now. 2:05 left to go. It's 14-6. Trojans already in the lead. And this time they give it to Seabass. He's got a hole, and he'll be close to the first down. You don't want to get this kid going.
No, not at all. Once Matt Zutendam with, a touchdown-saving tackle. If Matt wasn't there, Tom, Seabass was going.
Again, the quick snap and a give to Seabass. This time, nothing doing. Skirmerhorn, Schultz there to nail him. We'll see if he got the first down. We'll see if they give him the forward momentum.
They love to do that quick snap. They've done it numerous times in this first half, Tom.
I'm going to say he did not get the forward progress in maybe a yard.
Yeah. Clock,
so it'll be third and one.
Clock continues to run. 1:24 to go in this first half.
Nice tackle by Skirmerhorn because it looked like he had an easy hole there. Konchak now sends a man in motion just right. He's going to keep it. He's up the middle. Burnham, and he's going to have the first down.
That'll stop the clock until the chains move. Central does have one timeout left, whereas West has two.
You don't want to let up any big plays here. A minute line left to go in the first half. 14-6 Trojans, and they've got the ball on their own 41-yard line, first and 10. Two receivers to the left. Two to the right, and the give us to Seabass off on the right side. He's met and hit by Zutendam and brought back. He picked up a couple of yards but was driven backwards.
Man, did Zutendam square him up or what and did a textbook tackle?
Absolutely.
Timeout, TC Central.
All right.
Their last one.
We'll take a timeout ourselves and come back here with the final 48 seconds of the first half. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
When it's time for a change, head to J-Lube, where Northern Michigan changes their oil. With four clean, convenient locations in TC and Williamsburg and a handy, knowledgeable staff, J-Lube is ready to keep you rolling. They check all the fluids, filters, and get you back on the road in 20 minutes or less. You also get a free car wash certificate so your outside is as ship-shape as your inside. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It's J-Lube for a change that'll keep your car or truck running like it should. Visit JLubeServices.com for your nearest location.
You don't want to think about your family living without you. That's why Top of Michigan can think about it for you. Let's be frank. You might feel like it's too soon to start thinking about the unthinkable.
All right, we're back here. 48 seconds left to go here in the first half. It is 14-6 Trojans. Compliments of a 41-yard touchdown pass from Burnham to Borda. And then a 40-yard touchdown run by Burnham. And then a 1-yard touchdown scamper by Skirmerhorn. And that's the lone score for the West. Okay, big play here. We got second and eight. 48 seconds left to go. The ball's on the 43-yard line of Central. Burnham now in the shotgun. He goes straight back to pass. He's got some time. Looking downfield. Fires.
He's
got
open.
A big tight end.
Oh.
And it's tipped. And, no good. Incomplete. You had three Titans over there. Was that Camp that got up and skied and knocked that ball away?
It was Camp or Cody Oaks. And Morgan was right there as well. But they closed in a hurry because the receiver for Central was open. And, man, it came out of nowhere to tip that ball. third down now in eight time, like you said, at the Central 43.
Parker Schmidt, who's 6'4", 210. He was bigger than anybody that was back there covering him, but nice play defensively by West. Bringing up, like you said, third down. It looks like they're going to split two receivers wide to the left this time. One in the slot on the right. Goes in motion. Burnham now rolls out to his left. Rolling, rolling, not much pressure. Fires again, way downfield, ball in the air, and it's caught and then dropped. That would have been a heck of a catch there by Dante Williams. He got up in the air and got his hands on it, but couldn't come down with it. That'll bring up fourth down.
Gaston, Zutendam, and Aiden Lewandowski all back for the Titans that time. Like you said, he could not come up with the pass. Going to bring up fourth down now, 33 seconds to go in the first half.
So what do you do here if you're Central? There's only 33 seconds left. It's fourth.
I would almost punt it, get it as far downfield as possible. But we'll see what Eric Sugars does here. Does he risk it?
They line up like they're going to go for it. Then Burnham takes this quick step back and punts it. This time it's a good punt. As West got nobody back there. The ball's rolling, rolling. It's still going in, and it is going to get into the end zone.
Barely got it.
Man. It looked like they might have downed it, but kept rolling, rolling. And so now they'll have it with 24 seconds left in this first half. And, Rich, if you're West, you've had a good last 10 minutes here. Do you just sit on it and go into halftime down 14-6, or you'd make a run at it?
Yeah, I would run it and see what you get here on this first down play. If you don't get much at all, just let the clock run out. Central cannot stop it. They're out of timeouts. West does have two left.
So we'll see what they do.
But I wouldn't put it up in the air, Tom, personally.
The interception the last time down is the Trojans, or excuse me, the Titans were looking to...
They're just going to take a knee.
Yep. They're going to take a knee. Maybe the smart move is they're going to run out the clock here. And before we go to halftime, I want to quick give a shout-out to Madison. She is the niece of somebody I work with. She is a Traverse City West student, a big fan, and says she likes our broadcast.
Oh, good.
So I wanted to say, Madison, good luck. Good luck to West.
We appreciate you listening in, Madison.
Absolutely. And we'll be back. We got this week in high school sports coming up in the second half. It's 14-6, Trojans at halftime. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
The first week of football is in the books, but this week we're focusing on the other football, soccer. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports. This is the start of the third week of game action for boys soccer, with almost all teams having a handful of games completed. The MHSAA tournament for soccer will look a lot like it has the past 2 years, with MPR being used to seed the top two teams in each district. This is the third year of the Michigan Power Ratings, or MPR, which takes wins, losses, and ties into account, but also opponents' winning percentage and opponents' opponents' winning percentage, a calculation that encourages teams to play other good teams. As in past years, district assignments are already known and posted to the MHSAA website. The bracket will be released on October 3rd, with the postseason starting October 13th. The MHSAA finals for the four divisions will be November 6th at both Comstock Park and Novi High Schools. Assistant Director Andy Freshour says the addition of MPR has increased excitement and attention around the soccer postseason.
We know coaches are checking the scoreboard every night. They're using it to check what their opponents have done, what future opponents are doing. And we know as the season progresses, the MPR numbers get more accurate and more accurate the more games are baked into the system. So that really causes fans to really pay attention to what the NPR numbers are later in the season. So as long as we keep getting all those scores, which the coach has been doing a great job with, those NPR numbers will be a lot of fun to watch as we get closer to the district tournament.
Game balls this week go to Grand Blanc kicker Dylan Hertzberg. He nailed all four of his field goal attempts in a 40-34 win over East Lansing. The senior split the uprights from 30, 32, 40, and 45 yards in the season open victory. Chippewa Valley Cephas Harris, who scored four touchdowns in a week one win over Detroit Catholic Central. Harris had touchdown catches of 69 and 68 yards and touchdown runs of 60 and 26 yards on his way to 340 total yards of offense. and to the Ann Arbor Pioneer Girls and Traverse City Boys teams for winning big city titles at the Pete Moss Cross Country Invitational. Johannesburg Lewiston won the small school title in both boys and girls. Riley Ho of Heartland and Julia Flynn of Traverse City Central won individual titles against loaded big school fields.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game, making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
One of the big differences between high school football and the college or pro game is how pass interference is called. In high school, there is no such thing as an uncatchable pass. If there is illegal contact by the defender while the ball is in the air, that's pass interference, no matter where the ball ultimately ends up. Also, in high school, a defender can face guard as long as no contact is made with the receiver. That is not pass interference, even if the defender does not look back for the ball. Both of those interpretations differ from the college and pro game. Both levels have uncatchable exception and neither allows for face guarding. Keep that in mind the next time you think you've spotted pass interference at the high school level.
Thanks, Sam. If you want to be a referee, just go to the MHSAA website now to register. Road trips in high school typically mean bus rides and maybe a stop for burgers after the game, but not if you attend Beaver Island Community School. Located on Beaver Island, halfway between Petoskey and Manistique in Lake Michigan, athletes there fly to all road games and stay overnight. For example, the volleyball team will fly to a game, play one game that night, stay the night, and play a second game the next day before flying home. It's the same scenario, but in reverse for schools that travel to Beaver Island. Beaver Island has just under 20 students in 9th through 12th grade, and they participate in soccer, volleyball, and basketball as part of the Northern Lights League. For more on the Lakers and how they navigate playing on an island, check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.
Hey Titans fans, if you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options, get an accurate trade-in value, calculate your monthly payment choices, and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh, welcome to easy. And go Titans.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, your local authorized Easy Dumper dealer. An American-made Easy Dumper insert turns your pickup truck into a dump truck to make jobs easier. Firewood, mulch, sand, gravel, and construction waste become just a push button to unload. Let us turn your truck into the workhorse it was meant to be. Stop in and see the full line today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
When it's time for a change, head to J.Lew, where Northern Michigan changes their oil. With four clean, convenient locations in T.C. and Williamsburg and a handy, knowledgeable staff, J.Lew is ready to keep you rolling. They check all the fluids, filters, and get you back on the road in 20 minutes or less. You also get a free car wash certificate, so your outside is as ship-shape as your inside. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It's J.Lew for a change that'll keep your car or truck running like it should. Visit JLubeServices.com for your nearest location.
You don't want to think about your family living without you. That's why Top of Michigan can think about it for you. Let's be frank. You might feel like it's too soon to start thinking about the unthinkable. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to prepare you for the unexpected, no matter your age or situation. At Top of Michigan, they believe the best relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. If you want to get frank about insurance, contact Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
And welcome back to the Bill Marsh Automotive Halftime Show. Bill Marsh Automotive, discover how easy car shopping can be. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. Well, the word I'm going to use, Rich, for the first part of this game is entertainment. The pregame ceremonies with the first responders and military, certainly entertaining, great ceremony. The two bands, Central and West, putting on a great halftime show right now, and certainly that first half was entertaining.
It really was, Tom. I mean, just a great performance by both teams. To have it here at 14-6 Central right now, and both teams played hard. There were big plays throughout that first half, and really a kind of a tale of two quarters, really, with Central scoring 14 points big in that first quarter. Here comes West back out. They score their touchdown. It's been a back-and-forth thing, and I've got a few stats to go over here, Tom, as well. So, total yards in that first half. TC West with 119 yards. TC Central, 193. Also, Michael Skirmerhorn, he carried the ball 14 times for 59 yards in that one touchdown. Brandon Konchak kept it four times for 7 yards. And through the air, Brandon Konchak, 4 for 6 for 56 yards. He did have that one INT.
Yeah, the game started off with a poor punt by Central. West had it first down on the 22-yard line of Central. They picked up a first down, and that was it, and then they missed an easy field goal. And then it was pretty much all Central after that as they scored a couple of touchdowns, one on a 41-yard touchdown pass from Burnham to, that was Verdeau who caught that one. And then the next series, Central had the ball, a 40-yard run by Burnham and a nice hole by his offensive line. He scampered in. Both extra points were good. It was 14-0. And then West turned it on a little bit. Nice couple of drives. One, which a one-yard touchdown punch by Skirmerhorn was set up on a long 35-yard pass to Gaston down inside the 10. And then West was on the move again. A nice drive going, but then an interception at the 15-yard line stopped that drive, and that's pretty much where we stand right now.
And that West defense really stood tall in that second quarter. They made some adjustments there, did a much better job of containing Josh Burnham and his high-powered Central offense.
It's interesting. They haven't sent full, you know, Red Dog,
right.
That's my old school.
Red Dog Blitz.
That's what I call it, too. And a couple times he's had times to throw. He's just had nobody open.
Right, that's exactly right, because they know they can't commit everybody to rush and burn them because they've got the receivers that can get open in single coverage. So we really have to give our DBs credit for West this time doing a good job defending the pass here against, again, Josh Burnham and the rest of that receiving corps for Central.
I want to do a little house cleaning here myself. I set up a Twitter account so people could tweet us during the game. And I keep wondering why we get no tweets, and then I'm reminded that I have yet to give out the Twitter address. So I'm going to do that right now.
Okay.
If you want to tweet us during the game, it's fans at TC West Radio on Twitter. Okay. Fans at TC West Radio. You can tweet us. If it's a good one, I'll read it over the air.
Right, yeah.
I've had this up for four games, and this is the first time I've mentioned it.
Give us some feedback. We'd like to hear it.
Yeah, or if you want to give a shout-out to one of the players
or one of the
band members or the cheerleaders or whatever, feel free to do that. We always accept that. We still, it's going to be an elongated halftime here, so we got about 8 minutes for the second half kickoff as both bands get to perform during this great traditional Patriot game and this great rivalry here at Thurlby Field on a beautiful night. Nobody's left the stadium yet.
No, not at all. Again, they estimate it'll be 10,000 fans here. The stands are completely full. Standing room only along the big fence. down to that east end zone. Tom, it's just a great crowd, great bands, like you said. Been highly entertaining tonight. I can't wait for the second half.
Me either. And remember, at Twitter, it's fans at TC Radio. Okay, let's take a break, and we'll come back with second half action. We're live here at Thurlby Field for Q100.
Hey, Titans fans, if you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh, welcome to easy. And go Titans.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits, and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits, but Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast, pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owner's agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
The car doctor will see you now.
Give it to me straight, Doc. How's my car?
There's no easy way to say this, but I'm afraid your car has rust.
I told you we should have gone to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing.
Avoid the dreaded cost of replacing your car and hearing I told you so. Take your vehicle to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing, the ones to trust when it comes to rust, located at 1310 Marlow in Traverse City or online at GrandTraverseUndercoating.com.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, Northern Michigan's largest volume utility trailer dealer. Our volume selling gives us great buying power. We still have a good supply of trailers on hand and more on the way every week. We also have full service, parts, and accessories to take care of all your hauling needs. Stop in and see us today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
Hey Titan fans, we have a great way you can support TC West Sports and grow your business at the same time. Sponsorship packages are now available. Simply call Tanya at 989-348-6171. Then by the next TC West Titan game, your customers will hear your message. Show your Titan pride. Become a TC West Titan broadcast sponsor on 106.3 Q100.
If you've got some property to take care of, let Kubota and Ginnup Sales help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. Ginnup Sales in Alanson, Williamsburg, and Hillman carries the full line of Kubota equipment you're looking for, with incredible savings and low financing available. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores around your property. Plus, Ginnup Sales can help you select the right attachments for your new Kubota tractor. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota from Ginnup Sales, a family-owned and operated business in Northern Michigan since 1959. Kubota, the only real choice. When you think tractors, think Ginnup Sales on M68 Alanson, on M72 Williamsburg, on M32 Hillman, and on the web at GinnupSales.com.
Welcome back to the Bill Marsh Automotive Halftime Show live at Thurlby Field as these fans are being thoroughly entertained by the two bands. They each perform solo, and now they've just done a couple of tunes combined.
Very cool here, Tom, no doubt about it. One of the better band performances I've seen at a halftime show, like you said, individually by West and Central, and then they came together for one big climax at the end and played together. Very cool, very entertaining.
We're at halftime in the Patriot game. The Traverse City Central Trojans up 14-6. We got a couple minutes before kickoff. That'll give us the time to get some other scores that we're finding around the league.
We will. I've got one here, Tom. Of course, Traverse City St. Francis all over Glen Lake at the half, 40-0. That'll be a running clock in the second half.
And another score I've got, Petoskey and Gaylord are tied at 7 at halftime.
Oh, good game.
They play for a trophy there. I think it's the Commerce Trophy or something like that.
Okay.
For those two schools.
I know it's a rivalry for Gaylord and Petoskey.
And that's tied at 7 at halftime. And I had another one here as Cadillac is playing Alpena. They're up pretty good, 25-6, that one at halftime too. Is I believe that game is in Alpena.
Okay. We expected Cadillac to rebound after that tough game against West last week.
And then in eight-man football, the only score I have is Central Lake is beating Pelston 16-8. And a nice little rivalry there. Central Lake has been really good in the eight-man football. And if I've got the Twitter here is fans at TC Radio on Twitter. And so you can tweet any scores or any shout-outs or anything like that. Feel free. As we still got about a minute here before the second half kickoff. We got a good football game going here at Thurlby Field, and this second half should be excellent. If you're West and you're Coach Vaughn, Rich, what's the message at halftime?
Hey, basically, you know, the way they played that second half, they just need to do more of that. They shut down that high-powered Central offense. Good job by them. And offensively now, they're able to move the ball. So they're really doing, there needs to be no major wholesale changes whatsoever. I mean, West is playing well. They just didn't punch it in early in the game when they should have. And then also through a neat INT, you know, in that second quarter. But, man, just you got to be happy with a really kind of an evenly played game. But Josh Burnham right now is the difference in this ball game. He's already ran for over 100 yards for Central.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, the Seabass, the running back for Central, had come in here a couple of hundred-yard games. He has 348 yards already on the season, and West has done a nice job of shutting him down.
They've done a really nice job. Good decision by Burnham at times, though, when he runs that read option, he decides to keep the ball and not hand it to Seabass because he sees a big hole right over the middle and, again, allowed him to run for over 100 yards in that first half.
And I think Konchak has got to settle down on a couple of his throws because Gaston and some of his receivers are getting behind the Central defenders. So that has been there a couple of times, including the one long pass that got him down for their first touchdown.
And Gaston's a tall receiver. He'll go up and get a pass if it's a 50-50 ball.
So they're doing their wind sprints and stretches right now. They put another 2 minutes and 30 seconds here. So why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back with the second half kickoff live at Thurlby Field, the Patriot game on Q100.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owners agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits, and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day, because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
And welcome back to Thoroughby Field as we are getting ready to start the second half. 14-6, Central in the lead over West. I'm Tom Bevitt along with Rich Calkins, and I just wanted a quick update. I mentioned that Petoskey was tied at with Gaylord, 7-7. They play for the J.C.'s Trophy, as somebody tweeted me.
J.C.'s?
It's the Commerce Trophy. It's the J.C.'s Trophy.
All right.
And Mancelona tied with Joburg, 26-all at halftime. Those are the only scores I have so far.
The Ironmen playing well. They're undefeated going into that game.
Indeed. Speaking of undefeated, West came into this one undefeated. And their defensive, outside of two drives that happened in the middle of that first half, has been stellar again today.
It really is. They send 6-8 guys after the ball each and every play. They're so aggressive. They're undersized. They're fast. They're quick. And they will hit you, Tom. And again, just been a great first half of football. As right now, as Aiden Lewandowski is deep for West, and also I believe that's Cody Oaks back there as well on the left.
You know, there's so much about this game that is great, including the ceremonies beforehand and the packed crowd. But one of the things is the students
for
both schools. They're extremely into this football game.
They are so into it. It's been awesome.
Yeah.
Again,
really.
This
is the kind of stuff you missed last year.
I mean, for them to be here an hour and a half before the game working on their cheers, it was just incredible.
Both sections.
Both sections, yeah.
And then you got this place loaded with tailgate parties, and just the atmosphere has been great, and the players have not disappointed so far. 14-6, Central in the lead. The timeout's a little bit elongated because the game is also being broadcast on TV, as this is one of the great rivalries in Michigan high school sports.
So cool to see Bailey Sports recognize that and come north for a game. I'm not sure, but this may be their first time in televising a game this far north, Tom, because they usually stick to the Metro Detroit area, and there's a lot of great competition down there, obviously. But for them to come up here for this Patriot game, you know, Craig Monroe here, and of course, Johnny Kane and all those guys. It's phenomenal that they respect the northern teams as well.
Yes, our fellow broadcasters.
Yes.
Our brotherhood over there.
Yes. They wanted to come over and meet us before the game.
Absolutely. And I signed for them, and no problem. You know, they do have they're getting ready to construct this $80,000 scoreboard here, but they don't have it ready yet, but they got a little makeshift one over here that's sitting on top of a van.
I can't wait. Yeah. They've got three huge steel beams going 40 feet in the air right now. I can't wait till that video board gets up there.
And there's the opening kickoff, and it's a good one. It's going to send Oaks all the way back to the goal line, but he's going to bring it back out. He's out to 20, and nice little return. Brought down about the 22-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Titans.
Cody Oaks was backed up right near the goal line, almost went one more step back into it, but didn't. Like you said, solid return as West will start at their own 23.
Yeah, they're going to mark it at the 23, so first and 10. West needs to keep things going here. They got the offense on track their last two drives. We'll see if they can keep it going this time. They're going to have Gaston out to the left.
Skirmer Horn behind Konchak.
I think it's Lewandowski also out there, and they're going to give it to Skirmer Horn. And this time he's wrapped up. He was tackled behind the line of scrimmage. And I want to give credit to who that was who shot through the gap. That was Anthony Barr for Central. And that was a solo effort right there, and he made a nice stop. They're going to say his knee was down, so didn't lose anything. It'll be second and 10.
But good job. Like you said, shot that gap perfectly, wrapped up the bigger, stronger Michael Skirmerhorn.
Konchak now gives to Skirmerhorn again up the middle. And again in the backfield, this time it was number 16 shot in there, Boer. And Skirmerhorn ended up by gaining a couple, but he was tripped up behind the line of scrimmage.
As soon as he's getting the ball that time, Boer in there and just hit him low at the knees. And Skirmerhorn, of course, went down after about a 2-yard pickup, going to bring up a big 3rd and 8.
And Skirmerhorn had some nice runs at the end of that first half, but nothing doing so far. 3rd down and 8. Big play here as Konchak looking over the defense. takes the snap, fakes the skirmer horn, rolls out to right, looking, fires on the sideline, nobody there, he just threw it away.
Yeah, he did. He didn't like anything as far as anybody around that area. Threw it completely out of bounds. I certainly think that West is going to punt this ball away.
It's outside the tackle box,
yes,
there, so he could throw it because there was nobody over there.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah.
You did have skirmer horn coming in that general vicinity, if you have a loose interpretation of the rule. But
I saw a couple of the central players wanting a flag on that one, but really he had rolled out. He was out of the pocket. And
Kyle McCrum back deep in punt formation for the Titans.
It was Berto last time. Let's see who they got back to receive. Kick goes straight to Berto. He fields it on the run at the 45.
He's got
some momentum. He's across midfield to the 40. To the 30, still on his feet, and he's brought down at the 25-yard line of West.
Michael Skirmerhorn with the last man of defense there with that tackle, Tom. That was a low-line drive punt. And, man, Berto, that guy has been, I tell you, he has been a playmaker for Central tonight.
Indeed, and he caught that on the run, so he had some momentum, and they're going to say he's down at the 29-yard line, so it'll be first and 10 at the 29, final for Central. Their first possession of the second half, they're up 14-6. And Burnham, the big quarterback, keeps it. He's got some running room. He'll have a first down all the way down to the 20-yard line.
Good play fake once again. It looked like he was handing the ball off to Dante Williams going wide right, but Josh Burnham kept it. Picked up 9 big yards.
Ned Oaks brought him down. That's 5'9 against 6'4. And they're going to say he didn't pick up the first down. It'll be second and real short. Burnham back to pass. He's going to break out of the pocket and pick up the first down. He'll hit out of bounds around the 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
First man in there, Carson Douglas, outside linebacker, hit him. But not before the first down was picked up by Burnham and the Central Trojans.
Well, we've asked this defense all year long to come up big, and this is a key drive right here. We'll see if the Titans can hold. Burnham now with one back next to him. That is Seabass. He goes right up the middle, and he's got a good chunky yardage. He'll be short of the first down, but he's got it inside the 10 to about the 7-yard line.
Going to bring up a second and 2, I believe, Tom. Of course, inside the 10-yard line of West. They're knocking on the door as Central.
And they're going up-tempo for sure. Again,
big hole
over on the right side. Touchdown, Central. Well, I'll tell you what, when they do run that up-tempo, it has thrown West off a little bit. And that whole series was up-tempo.
Yep.
And nothing but big yards. And now a touchdown for the Trojans.
Josh Klug with the touchdown run there, Tom, for Central.
And you called the hole there.
Yeah.
That was a mile wide.
It certainly was. Attempting the PAT is Central. Everest Noyles.
Snap good. Kick is up. Drills this one. He's 3 for 3 on extra points, and that's where we'll stand. 21-6 with 9:30 left to go in the third quarter. Listen to high school football on Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local auto owner's agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits, and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
And welcome back to Thurlbee Field. As Central just scored a touchdown, kicked the extra point. They're now up 21-6. That drive, Rich, was pretty much set up by that punt return by Berdow. 29 yards.
No
and
question.
And they put them in good shape. And it was punched over as Klug for the Trojans that punched it over. Now West has got to settle down and get another big drive here.
Yeah, back deep once again for him as Aiden Lewandowski and of Cody Oaks. We could really use a nice return here to get a little momentum heading back West's way. But what a drive by Central for them to answer the bell here early in the second half.
And here comes the kickoff. It's booted. Oaks, is he going to field it at the 5? He cuts across the field at the 15, still on his feet and brought down pretty much where he was last time. Oh, a little extracurricular. I thought maybe there was going to be a flag, but there isn't. Oaks will down on the 22-yard line, I believe, first and 10. A couple of quick scores here. Gaylord, with 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter, has gone up 10-7 over Petoskey in the JC's
game. Kicked a
game.
Field goal.
And Cadillac continues to run up the score against Alpena. They're up 31-6 that late in the third quarter as well. And we're 21-6. Central in the lead. Konchak now with the quick give to Skirmerhorn. He's going to go off tackle. Nothing doing there. He might have picked up a couple of yards. That was working in that first half, but not so much here in the second half.
So far, it looks like Central's made a couple of adjustments along that defensive front. It looks like they're slanting in towards the offensive line of Central and held Skirmerhorn to a 2-yard gain that time, Tom. They might have to run wide to soften up the middle of this defense.
Second and 8. You're giving it to Skirmerhorn again up the middle. This time a couple, and that's all. So it'll bring up third down and long. Where they mark it, it'll be 3rd and 6. I like the chain gang here at Thurlbee Field. Their yard marker lights up how much they've got to go.
I love it. I noticed that as well on the sideline there. That, how cool is that?
Makes it easier. I don't have to guess.
Yeah. Lewandowski checks in for West. Douglas checks out.
And we got Schuler. Boy, he was looking for some attention there as he had no defensive back on him. Konchak now, straight back to pass. He's going to fire downfield.
Oh, he's wide open.
He's got gas in there. He's got it. He's got it at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's in. Touchdown, Traverse City West.
Holy cow, Tom. A 78-yard touchdown.
Oh, boy, listen to the crowd. Konchak drops straight back to pass. Boy, I tell you, that Gaston's got some speed because I thought that ball was overthrown. And boy, did he run under it.
He ran under it, no question. It hung up in the air just enough. And, man, what a great, great job by Gaston. A great throw by Konchak.
Now they're going to the swinging gate.
Swinging gate.
And down by 9, I'm thinking they're going to probably want to go for 2 on this. And they keep the swinging gate going. It's Konchak. He's going to keep it. Pulls his way up the middle, and he's going to have the 2-point conversion. Konchak read that one perfectly, put a couple more on the board, and now it's a 7-point game for Central, 21-14. Boy, that was exciting.
Woo! That was great. Let's go to a break, and we'll talk all about it when we get back.
In times like these, we're all spending more time with family and working our land. Mahindra Tractors is helping with thousands in savings or 0% financing on select models. Visit whymahindra.com to build your tractor, and your Mahindra dealer can deliver right to your door.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord, or online at ZarembaEquipment.com, or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City, or PioneerDiesel.com.
On select models for a limited time only, go to whymahindra.com for more information.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
Only the best.
And we're back live here at Thurlby Field. The Patriot game is Konchak to Gaston has ignited this West crowd on a 74-yard touchdown pass, bringing this game within seven. Now here's the kickoff. Berto's going to take it over on the right side, and he's, oh, I thought he was wrapped up there, but he broke out of it and got to about the 32-yard line. Nice run by Bordeaux. This guy's dangerous back there.
Every single time the ball gets in his hands, he's a threat to take it all the way. Garrett Schuler over there pushed him out of bounds. But once again, Central, decent field position at their own 32.
So let's see if West can hold them here and get the ball back. It is 21-14. Central came out on their first drive on a short field and scored on a 6-yard touchdown run. But West comes right back with a 74-yard bomb. And Alice Burnham, he's going to give it to Seabass. He's going to add some running room. A nice tackle there in the open field by Zutendam. Whew. Otherwise, Seabass would have been off to the races.
You saw that explosion, that speed through the middle of that line. And like you said, Ty, he picked up 8 yards there. Could have very easily been almost 80.
So second and eight. Seabass again. He's got a hole. Breaks the tackle and gets the first down. He'll be about the 47-yard line. Where they mark it.
Both McCrum and Gillette in on the tackle for TC West, but not until Central picked up a first down.
Remember, this is that they returned four starters on this offensive line and four guys with scholarships to play at the next level. This is a good line, and they're starting to get some holes here in the second half. First and 10 now. Ball at the 43-yard line. Central's 43. Seabass with some running
room. Big hole.
Oh, man, and he's brought down in an open field tackle. But now he picks up about 15 yards. That was Kuchner-Kavich who made a touchdown-saving tackle on that one.
And once again, this big offensive line is starting to assert themselves, Thomas. They are opening up some holes.
Indeed. So the ball on the 41-yard line of West. Seabass again takes it, and this time he's met at the line of scrimmage, falls forward for a couple, where it'll be second and eight.
Yeah, Kuchner-Kavich in there on that tackle once again. Michael Skirmerhorn in there.
As Central, this up-tempo has worked well for them in the second half. They're not taking a lot of time here between snaps.
It's put West back on their heels defensively.
Yep. Burnham now looks in the flat, nothing there, still on his feet. He's going to scramble. He's got a little running room to the outside. He breaks the tackle. He's at the 30, at the 20, and hit out of bounds inside the 20. That was not a designed run.
No.
He was looking downfield. There was nothing there, and he just tucked it to the outside and had a nice gainer.
Skirmerhorn again had to make that touchdown-saving tackle, Tom. Central in the red zone once again at the 19-yard line of West.
This is why playing a quarterback of Burnham's athletic skill is so tough. You got your guys covered, and he can still make those moves. So here we go. Ball at the 19, first and 10. Give to the quick outside with some running room to the 10. Inside the 5, still on his feet is big number 25, Dante Williams. Just took a little handoff, came in motion, and boom.
They've faked it to Williams quite a few times in this game, and they finally give it to him. And, man, he was running to daylight. He made it all the way down to the 2-yard line.
So Central will have a first and goal at the 2, and all of a sudden the offenses have come alive.
They have.
And we're going to get West is going to take a timeout here and regroup. We'll take a quick timeout as well. We're back with more action here live from Thurlby Field.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches
and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Owning a business is a labor of love, but frankly, your business insurance shouldn't make more work for you. Top of Michigan believes the best business relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to personally address your insurance needs. So, if you're looking for a proactive partner and not a part-time assistant, have a frank conversation about your business insurance with Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
When it's time for a change, head to J-Lube, where Northern Michigan changes their oil. With four clean, convenient locations in TC and Williamsburg and a handy, knowledgeable staff, J-Lube is ready to keep you rolling. They check all the fluids, filters, and get you back on the road in 20 minutes or less. You also get a free car wash certificate, so your outside is as ship-shape as your inside. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It's J-Lube for a change that'll keep your car or truck running like it should. Visit JLubeServices.com for your nearest location.
And welcome back to Thurlby Field. We got a key goal line, well, we'll just say goal line stand, hopefully goal line stand for West. It's first and goal at the 2 for Central. Lots of offense early in the second half. It's 21-14 Central in the lead, but they're driving. Is this Burnham, man? He's already had over 100 yards in the first half, and there's a quick give-off tackle and a touchdown. That is Josh Clues, scores his second touchdown of the game. A two-yarder, and Central goes up 27-14 with the extra point attempt to come.
Yeah, Central has a stable of backs, whether it's Klug or Seabass or Burnham keeping it. They have lots of different guys that can score the ball, Tom, as they go up 27-14 awaiting the PAT.
Evers knows. Will attempt the extra point. Snap is good. This kick is up and good. And he hits his fourth extra point. And Central has their fourth touchdown, 28-14. We'll come back with the kickoff here live at Thurlby Field for Q100.
The car doctor will see you now.
Give it to me straight, Doc. How's my car?
There's no easy way to say this, but I'm afraid your car has rust.
I told you we should have gone to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing.
Avoid the dreaded cost of replacing your car and hearing I told you so. Take your vehicle to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing, the ones to trust when it comes to rust, located at 1310 Barlow in Traverse City or online at GrandTraverseUndercoating.com.
WYPV, Mackinac City, WQON Grayling, WWMN Carlsonville, Q100. A division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
And we're back live at Thurlby Field. Tom Devitt along with Rich Calkins getting ready for the kickoff here after Central scores their fourth touchdown of the game. And it's 28-14.
Right. We want to thank our new partners here at Q100, and that's J-Lube Services, quick, clean, dependable J-Lube, where Traverse City changes its oil, and also Sparks Barbecue. It's where Northern Michigan goes for grilling greatness.
6:07 left to go here in the third quarter, and Rich, it's this offensive line we talked about for Central starting to pose their will a little bit here in the second half.
They've been very impressive, that's for sure.
And Oaks is going to, once again, field it inside the 5. He's going to cut outside at the 20, almost the exact same return 3 times in a row as he gets the ball out to about the 22.
Yep, exactly. Every time, a great kickoff again. I believe that's a soccer player that for Central that kicks the ball for them as well. I think he's a dual sport athlete and a strong leg.
And your job here now at the offense is your defense is getting a little tired, a little pushed around here on these first few drives. You got to sustain a drive of your own here.
You do. Move the chains a couple of times, and then if you can get over the top, I see Rosa back in there at left tackle. 4 West.
They've gotten behind the secondary a few times here today. Now this pass out in the flat to Gaston. Gaston will make the catch, but it's brought down after maybe about a 1-yard gain.
A lot of the Central players are trying to say that was an incomplete pass, but I don't know. They're not going to go to video replay on that, Tom. So
I tend to agree with them. It looked like he caught it with his knee on the ground.
Knee, right. It looked like that knee was down when he tried to catch it, but they're going to say he picked up a yard.
So here we go, 2nd and 9. Ball at the
22-yard line of West with 5:26 left to go in the third quarter. Konchak gives it to Skirmerhorn. This time he's got a big hole. He'll have a first down and more. Still on his feet to the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10 West, and that's the Fox Motors first down.
That was needed in the worst way. Michael Skirmerhorn running behind that big left side of that offensive line. Picks up around 12 yards on that play. Huge, huge first down for the Titans.
Ball just short of the 35-yard line. Skirmerhorn is lined up in the backfield now. Actually deep behind Konchak. They send the fullback in motion. Konchak's going to give it to Skirmerhorn up the middle. Again, a pretty decent hole as he picks up about 3 yards, and a nice tackle by Parker Schmidt there for Central, saving a bigger gain.
Nice solo tackle, like you said, by Parker Schmidt, Tom, because Skirmerhorn had a nice hole that time. But, again, the tackle was really well done.
So they gave him 4 on the carry, so it'll be 2nd and 6. Ball at the 37-yard line of West. Konchak waiting for the signals from the sideline. He'll take the snap, give it to Skirmerhorn. He's got a little hole there off on the left side before it's plugged up. He picked up about 2 or 3,
yep.
And that'll bring up 3rd and short now for West.
Right near the 40-yard line of West. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 5, I believe, Tom.
With 4:10 left to go here in the third quarter, it's 28-14 Central in the lead. But there's still a lot of football to be played. Nobody's left the stands yet.
I can't believe the amount of action that's so far in this third quarter.
It was 14-6 at halftime, Central. Now Konchak. Back to pass. Straight back, fires. Gaston has it. First down.
Man, good job by him hanging.
We'll see where they mark it. He caught it at the first down marker, got hit and drove backwards, but the official...
I think the side, they're going to give it to him, Tom.
Okay, it'll be a first down.
Because Klug absolutely came up and lit up Gaston. Good job by the senior receiver hanging on to the ball.
So they'll have it at the 46-yard line, 1st and 10. Key third down pickup there. That's a big play receiver in Gaston, man. He's already had a 74-yard touchdown catch, and we got a timeout here. And that reminds me, it is a Michigan Trailers timeout. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money, MichiganTrailers.com.
In times like these, we're all spending more time with family and working our land. Mahindra Tractors is helping with thousands in savings or 0% financing on select models. Visit WhyMahindra.com to build your tractor, and your Mahindra dealer can deliver right to your door.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord, or online at ZarembaEquipment.com, or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City, or PioneerDiesel.com.
On select models for a limited time only, go to WhyMahindra.com for more information.
Just because winter is coming doesn't mean your golf season has to end. X-Golf of Traverse City is open year-round for the most realistic indoor golf experience imaginable. From tee to green, including putting. Fall and winter leagues begin October 4th with men, women, and mixed leagues. Just $225 for 10 weeks of true golfing excitement. Visit xgolftraversecity.com for all details. And, of course, the full bar is open to celebrate the round or gather with friends to watch a game or two. xgolftraversecity.com. Play, train, entertain.
Yeah.
All right, after timeout, West will have it 1st and 10. They got the ball at the 46-yard line, their own 46, down 28-14. They got a pretty nice drive going right here. As Konchak giving his lineman the signal. Very loud here, both student sections. Sends Gaston in motion. From left to right, Konchak back to pass, looks in the flat, night, oh, Skirmerhorn. That was a high throw, and he almost came down with it, but it's going to be incomplete. Bring up 2nd and 10.
He had to go up in the air, and after that time, couldn't bring it down. Josh Burnham, of course, the Irish recruit, was right on his side that time to help dislodge the ball.
Burnham plays middle linebacker and as well as quarterback. He had at halftime, he had had over 100 yards, and he's had some long runs here in the second half. Now West is going to split two receivers out to the left, two to the right. Cotton, I believe, in Schuler, and Gaston goes in motion. Konchak straight back to pass, looking out in the flat. This time he's going to fire downfield. He's got Shuler down there. Oh, it looks like that went off his fingertips. But good play there by the defensive back. That was Dante Williams for Central.
Dante
got back there and hit it a little bit.
And Klug came flying over from his safety position to help out with that defense as well. But you're absolutely right, Tom. They were going for the long ball that time and just couldn't connect on it. It's going to bring up third and 10 at their own 46-yard line.
So talk about another big play. This is it. 3:20 left to go in the third quarter. Trojans are up 28-14. And then Konchak now, a little consternation as he's trying to get the play in here. Maybe be forced to use another timeout,
well,
and they
they've
are.
Only got one left, and that's their last one of the game.
That hurts when you're down by a couple of scores, and the Central fans and the team now excited after that. We'll take a break here and come back. It'll be 3rd and 10 when we do arrive back. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
And we're back here live at Thurlby Field for a big third down play, 3rd and 10, West with the ball. They're down by two scores. It's at their own 46-yard line. I brought out my keys again.
Here we go.
This is a key play.
Love it.
Definitely, with 3:20 left to go here in the third quarter. West needs to keep this drive alive. They've had trouble stopping Central here in the second half. Konchak now. Shotgun takes the snap. Man in motion. And he's going to roll out to his left. He's under all kinds of pressure, but a little screen to the fullback. He's got some running room over there and a first down. Gets it over to the 39-yard line. What a play call.
Great play call. Roll left, throw back to the tight end, Carson Douglas. Great job by him moving the chains into Central territory.
He had all kinds of pressure, but that was the design of the play. Bring the defense in, and then you had the man open on the flat, and a big first down. So 1st and 10 now at the 39-yard line of Central.
Great play call, Coach Greg Vaughn.
Konchak now. We'll give it to Skirmerhorn. Skirmerhorn waits a little bit and then plows up the middle, a couple yards. As you see that Central has done a better job in the second half on that, but they're not abandoning it for West.
No, they want to keep doing it because they had so many nice runs predominantly in that second quarter, Tom, and they're hoping to find some of those seams that they had then.
2nd and 9. Now it's a 3-receiver split to the left.
Aiden Camp behind Konchak now.
And Aiden Totten, the lone receiver over on the right. Camp in the backfield. Konchak straight back to pass. He's got some running room. He cuts out to the 40, to the 35, still on his feet, gets hit right around the 30-yard line. He'll be short of the first down by a couple of yards. As we had a Taunton for West, took a pretty nasty hit over there, and he gets up slowly and walks to the sideline.
It's one of those where he was blocking the DB on the right side, Tom, and then all the action came his way, and they rolled up behind him. That's where you could get hurt pretty easily. Going to bring up 3rd and just about 3-4 yards here, Tom.
Yep. Ball on the 31-yard line. I believe we're probably in 4-down territory at this point. Camp in the backfield with Konchak. Camp is going to get the ball. He's got a big hole in a first down. Rolling over people. Gets it down to the 20-yard line. Oh, he blasted number 25, Dante Williams.
You know what Aiden Camp said right there? He said, respect my authority.
Yes. He did.
That's an Eric Cartman run right there.
Yes, it is. And that's the Fox Motors first down, by the way. Wow. All right, here we go. 1st and 10, the ball on the 20-yard line of Central. You got movement on the offensive line. Couple guys moved on that one.
Right. They're going to move it back 5.
Well, you got to try and avoid them penalties, especially down here.
Right.
West is... has had opportunities. They had the ball 1st and 10 on a 22 at one point, and got a first down, but then missed a field goal attempt. And then another time they were down here and threw an interception.
Right. Yeah, they've had opportunities, Tom, yeah. No doubt about it.
But they need to take advantage of this one right here, as it'll be first and 15, the ball on the 25-yard line. Conchette talking to Camp, sending him over to his right side. Gaston's going to go in motion, get right behind Konchak. He's going to take the pitch. He's at the 30, at the 25, still on his feet and hit out of bounds inside the 20, down to, well, I want to say about the 15-yard line. We'll see where they mark him. Trying to lean my head out the press box here and see where the official's going to put it.
Looks like around the 18 maybe, Tom? 17? We'll see.
So on
there's a flag holding them.
Oh, no.
On West. Oh, I didn't see the flag.
I didn't see it either.
Oh, man, that hurt.
He must have thrown it and then picked it up in a hurry.
Right.
Wow, because that would have been second and short. Instead, it's first and 26. Whew. And the ball now is all the way back to the 36-yard line. Is that where they got it?
Yeah.
36 and 37.
What West needs to realize, again, you don't need to pick this all up in one play. You got 3-4 plays to pick up this first down. Just pick up positive yardage.
36 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Konchak throws off to the flat to Gaston. Boy, he's covered by a whole slew of Central Trojans, and he's going to lose yards.
Williams, Burnham in there for Central. That didn't fool anybody. Going backwards even more on that play, Tom.
What Gaston did is it looked like he was going out, took a step back, took the pass, and there were three Trojans right there, and that looks like that's all the plays they're going to run here in this third quarter. 8 seconds left, and nobody's in a hurry, so we will take a timeout here and come back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast, pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Owning a business is a labor of love, but frankly, your business insurance shouldn't make more work for you. Top of Michigan believes the best business relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to personally address your insurance needs. So, if you're looking for a proactive partner and not a part-time assistant, have a frank conversation about your business insurance with Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
Hey Titans fans, if you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options, get an accurate trade-in value, calculate your monthly payment choices, and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh, welcome to easy. And go Titans.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City. Your local authorized Easy Dumper dealer. An American-made Easy Dumper insert turns your pickup truck into a dump truck to make jobs easier. Firewood, mulch, sand, gravel, and construction waste become just a push button to unload. Let us turn your truck into the workhorse it was meant to be. Stop in and see the full line today on US 31 South, across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
When it's time for a change, head to J.Lube, where Northern Michigan changes their oil. With four clean, convenient locations in T.C. and Williamsburg and a handy, knowledgeable staff, J.Lube is ready to keep you rolling. They check all the fluids, filters, and get you back on the road in 20 minutes or less. You also get a free car wash certificate, so your outside is as ship-shape as your inside. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It's J.Lube for a change that'll keep your car or truck running like it should. Visit JLubeServices.com for your nearest location.
Just because winter is coming doesn't mean your golf season has to end. X-Golf of Traverse City is open year-round for the most realistic indoor golf experience imaginable. From tee to green, including putting. Fall and winter leagues begin October 4th with men, women, and mixed leagues. Just $225 for 10 weeks of true golfing excitement. Visit xgolftraversecity.com for all details. And of course, the full bar is open to celebrate the round or gather with friends to watch a game or two. xgolftraversecity.com. Play, train, entertain.
Okay. All right, back for the start of the fourth quarter. Again, a pass out to the flat to Gaston, and once again, Central sniffs it out, and that was Josh Klug, and Gaston looks like he lost a yard on that. We'll see where they mark it. If nothing, he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Klug for Central has really had a nice game here, Tom. He's been everywhere. He's got in offensively, special teams, you name it. He's really had a nice game. Now it's going to be 3rd and 31, Tom, at their 42-yard line of Central.
The playbook shrinks.
It sure does.
Out of 3rd and 31, but it's a go-for-it situation, so you don't need to pick up all 31 right here.
No timeouts for West.
Konchak now is going to go straight back to pass. Looking downfield, he's going to tuck it under. Boy, he's got some room, but he throws it downfield, and it is tipped at the last second. What a play by Dante Williams. Because there was a man out there.
Yeah, there really was, yeah.
That was Lewandowski, down territory.
He was behind the defender, but Dante Williams came up and played the ball. He knew he could get to it, and he was able to knock it down. Looks like they're going into punt formation. But
that might be the thing to do here, or fake.
Fake.
We know they like to do that, too.
That we do.
No, Konchak. Fake like he was running, and he brought three defenders up, and he had a man back there.
McCrum back deep to punt this ball away, standing near the 44-yard line.
Berdow is not even going back. He didn't think they were going to kick it, and they do, and it's a nice punt. Oh, it's going to bounce into the end zone, but it got off nicely.
It did, yeah. Real nice kick.
This is a big, big defensive stand here for West. Wanted to get a couple. Got a final here. Gaylord has wrapped up a win over Petoskey, so they win the JC's trophy. 10-7 was the final score.
Second win for Gaylord, and Petoskey, their first loss of the year.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the JC's trophy coming to Gaylord. All right, here we go. Burnham now gives it to Seabass, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage.
Matt
maybe picked up a yard.
Once again. With a red dog blitz from his safety position, came in there and took him down after about a 1-yard gain. Maybe two.